Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
So you guys have a good week so far? It's Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started my new job this week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that's been, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie to you, Jay. It's been insane.
Tell Caleb about your job.
What's the new gig?
There's a place up in Muskegon called Homos. It's a male strip club.
Yeah.
And I started stripping up there. Caleb, the money is phenomenal. I'm not gonna lie to you about it.
Do they pay you more money to keep your clothes on? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm there just to drive business to the other strippers.
Got it.
And then
you're there to literally dry up the place, huh?
That's right, pal. That's right. I started working for the city of Grand Haven, managing the grounds and utilities department.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah, all the city-owned buildings and all the parks and all that shit. So
how was your first week? Go ahead. You're good.
How was my first week? It was good. The director of the DPW has me just shadowing people this week, but like today, the train depot, like right there at the end of Washington, like we had a pipe burst down there tonight or today, like downstairs. So we had to go do that and been at a couple board meetings, and it's been busy. It's really cool though. Talked with the Master Chief. I don't know what their fucking title is.
Oh, the guy from the Halo? Coast Guard.
Yeah. At the Coast Guard today. So, like, meeting a lot of cool people, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot my list upstairs.
You're going to need that.
Oh, no. I'll just rewrite it.
You have a physical list?
Yeah, pal. Okay. I have very wicked ADD, so these things come and go from my mind very fast.
Right, which is why I would think having it
on your phone,
electronic device where it goes with you would be better for your ADD.
Yeah.
No?
You'd think that. and you might be right. You might be right.
Well, I think this is a good time to introduce our new co-host to the show. We've got you.
Is he going to use a stripper? Is he going to use a stripper name? Or
yeah,
no, I prefer my anonymity for the stage. But yes, it's me. It's Derek, returning guest, friend of the
Coco
pod.
Loco.
friend of the pod, Derek, aka up at Moe's. It's Coco Loco. Stage.
To bring it back down to earth, you know, we just had so much fun talking with you a few weeks ago. Well, I mean, it's a couple months ago now, actually. I only think of it as a couple weeks ago because the episode got released a couple weeks ago that you were on, when we were talking about travel destinations. And we just had so much fun talking with you that we just thought, you know, if you were willing and and able to, that you'd be a good addition to our fun little banter of a podcast. So here we are.
For the listener, it, for me, you know, it came down to the money. And as soon as, as soon as I saw what our advertising budget is bringing in, it was a no brainer for me, you know, no brainer. I'm probably going to quit my day job and just do this.
Thank
the
you.
The one that you started this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out to AG1.
Yep. Simply Safe.
That's right.
That's right. BetterHelp as well.
Always.
There's no shame in therapy, you guys.
Nope.
Except we pay BetterHelp.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. Cheers, cheers everybody.
I think that we should add a cheers of the week to the pod.
Oh, okay.
And we have to tell the class what we brought to drink tonight.
I'm drinking a Coke Zero Black Panther edition, I think. Yeah.
Black Panther. I am drinking Honey Lav by Black Rocks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Very delicious summer wheat beer.
Nice. What do you got, Caleb?
I'm drinking Vandermill's non-alcoholic sparkling honey crisp apple cider with cherry.
I did not know that was a thing. I want some now.
It's good.
Nothing like my co-host making me feel like an alcoholic.
So here's well, here's the key to these things, though. You buy these, and then you get the caramel vodka, and you put them together, and it tastes like you're drinking a caramel apple.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay.
My man.
Okay. Well, I don't like to make a man drink alone, so I might, after this one, while someone else is talking, disappear to the
and
beer
just
fridge.
Ignore what that person is saying altogether.
Or if I have a really good wife or daughter, I could get a delivery.
Oh, that's asking a lot, Jay.
I know.
Maybe you should talk louder. If I've got a really good wife or daughter.
Just Uber Eats it and you're good.
There you go.
So how's your week been, Caleb?
Good, yeah, nothing too exciting. We did Tulip Time Parade on Friday, or Saturday, I mean. Mother's Day Sunday, then work the rest of the week.
Yep.
Nothing too crazy. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, about the same. We had some things last weekend. We went to a 70s themed disco ball that was put on by the theater group that Jeff Daniels owns. And so we dressed up in ridiculous clothing. I had bell bottoms and a chrome members only jacket.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And then I had like a low cut, like Western shirt that had like all the things on it.
You let that chest hair pop out or what?
I did. I had Katie gave me a gold, like a thick gold necklace that I was wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll pull up a picture here.
I was going to say, point of contention. You did promise me pictures.
If we only had the ability to take pictures. Here we go.
Oh,
nice.
My God.
That's nice. I like those glasses.
Those are freebies. Yep.
Nice.
Also, that's the most Midwestern thing to do ever, right? What Jay just did.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that. Oh, I got it cheap. Cool shoes. Thanks. They were on sale.
There's Jeff Daniels playing at his own party with the guitar.
Nice.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, we been going to a lot of softball games recently. Vivian had a game last night. They won. She got a hit and scored a couple runs, and so she's getting into it. She's never really been too big of an athlete, but she's got a couple friends that are on the team, so it's been motivation to really try to get better.
I'm sure
you coach Jay. I know, yeah. I've been chomping at the bit to teach this girl some things about softball.
Is she what position is she playing?
She says she likes to play second base.
Okay.
Yeah. She
just as a reference, second base is my favorite base.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, so that's about it. We have our friends Maggie and Ryan coming into town this weekend. We're paying Ryan to help us with some landscaping around the house. So it was our excuse to get them to come out and hang out with us.
That's awesome. What are you going to pay me to come do?
What do you want to do? Some
nothing.
Blacksmithing?
I don't do manual labor anymore.
Manuel? Who's Manuel?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's talk about our topic of the week. I picked this one.
Nice.
It was TV game shows. So I have a couple just like preview questions just to kind of, you know, set the mood. What's your guys' history with watching TV game shows? Did you watch them growing up as a kid? Were there any specific ones that were always on? You can feel free to recuse yourself if it's giving away any of your top five. But yeah, what's your history with game shows growing up and as an adult?
Yeah. Or so
if there's not any.
I spent a lot of time at my grandma's house, and if it wasn't All My Children or General Hospital, it was game shows.
Yeah.
And I do need to stop there because it's probably going to give, I mean, it's probably
going to give away headed.
Already. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, Jay, if you can write down, three of my top five. I bet you can.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can. Okay. Go ahead.
I think you could definitely get three, but two of them are kind of a curveball.
Okay. I got you. What about you, Caleb?
Yeah, when you picked this topic, I thought, oh, this would be interesting because we watched game shows, but nothing other than my number one was the only one I think that I've watched for most of my life. Okay. Every other one, you know, I've watched here and there occasionally, but game shows were never a huge part of my growing up and isn't now either, really. At least the way I defined game shows. But there were some people that threw other TV shows in that they put in the game show category that I wouldn't have put in the game show category, like like Great British Baking Bake Off. Like that's not a game show, but somebody put that in there, right? That's
if there's
not a game
a prize,
show.
If there's a prize to be won,
sure.
Yeah, I always feel like
I don't know the show very well. It's not
I'm voting
my top
yes.
Five.
You're voting
I'm
yes.
I'm voting yes. If that's a game show.
I put that as dumb.
Go ahead.
I don't know why. To me, I feel like there's a difference between a game show and like a competition show. Like, I feel like there's two different levels.
Yeah, I can see that. But I think they're related. And I think if there's a prize to be won and there are like mini games and like, you know, events for the week. But yeah, I agree. There is a spectrum.
Yeah. Like they put Survivor on there too. Like Survivor to me is not a game show. Like it's a competition show. I don't know. I just
it's a reality
I
show.
Feel like it's,
yeah.
I just feel like it's a different category.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But everyone's got their own list. So.
Yeah.
No wrong answers here.
Because if you threw those in, like if you threw in like competitive cooking shows and things like that, you know, those would be
different answers.
Because, that's Tori's favorite stuff to watch. So
sign me up for what's that cooking show where they get like a basket of food, Caleb?
Chopped.
Chopped.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great
stop
one.
Watching. I just stopped watching it because it gave me too much anxiety.
But see, like, to me, that's not a game show, right? And they had that in the game show category. I was like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
I see what you're saying, Caleb. I do. But I do wonder if maybe that is just what game shows have become. Because,
maybe,
you know, older ones have become less relevant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yep. Yeah, Chopped is a great show, by the way.
It is. Caleb, how do you feel about Guy Fieri's Rotary Games?
I like it.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. Yep. It's a good show.
I always liked that one too. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
High anxiety.
Most of the competition shows on Food Network are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my history. What about you, Jay?
I am probably more similar to Derek. Yeah, a lot of time spent at other people's houses, grandmas and family members, and just random people's houses. I spent a lot of time in nursing homes as a kid. My mom worked as a assistant at assisted living centers for elderly people a lot as a kid, and so I have very distinct memories of watching a lot of game shows in the middle of the
day.
They
like game shows.
Oh my goodness, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of history. I don't watch game shows so much nowadays, although as a family we've watched a couple. But currently we're not watching any game shows, but there's a few game shows that we like that, you know, if they're on or if they're even old syndicated ones, we'll flip them on. So, yeah, we like a game show. It's not the number one choice, but it's a good time filler. So
nice.
Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, what makes the next question is, you know, in your guys' mind, when you're making your list, what makes a good game show to you? Is it just strictly nostalgic memories of being at grandma's house? Or is it, you know, humor, specific people? You know, a lot of times if there's familiar faces in some of these shows, we'll watch them. What is it that, you know, gives the criteria for you?
Bob Barker.
He's a good guy.
That's what I was going to say was hosts. I think the hosts really help and make, you know, make a game show. I mean, they are the star of the show, and I think having a good host is huge.
Yep.
When I look at my list, I just think the host is kind of, I think, what makes me like the show the most.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Caleb. Like, when I think, I'm looking at my list, I'm like, banging hosts, every single one of them. Yeah.
Yep, I'm looking at mine too. Okay. Well, I think we should just jump into it here. I feel like, you know, these episodes are going to take 33% longer now that we have another co-host, but I mean, we got to jump in. Go.
I think that means we need to charge 33% more from our advertisers.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's right.
Well, since you're the newbie, Derek, give us your number five. We're going to go. Normally what we do is we go 5-1, at least recently. We've been going 5-1, and then at the end we just list our honorable mentions. That way, you know, there's more intrigue. So go ahead with your number five.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Good choice.
It's the thinking man's game show.
It really is. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And God, I can't remember his name, the host.
Regis Philbin.
Regis
Philbin.
Yeah, the Reg.
Yeah, that's right.
And then later Meredith Vieira.
That's right. But I'm gonna say this show took a turn for the worse when Meredith took over.
Oh, for when he left, it was definitely a step down for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I think it moved to like daytime too at that point in time. I don't think it was on primetime anymore.
Yeah, on cable TV. Yep.
Caleb, are you into Top Gear at all? Like the car show?
I've watched maybe a handful of episodes. Maybe.
Damn it. I was really hoping you'd be my my car guy on the podcast, but
Nope.
Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear
Yep.
now hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
In Britain?
in Britain. Yeah,
Really?
Britain.
I didn't know that.
Britain.
Interesting.
Well,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
You want me
All
to go?
right. Yeah, go ahead, Caleb. What's your number five?
My number five is a childhood favorite of mine, and it is Double Dare. Double Dare is an American game show in which two teams compete to win cash and prizes by answering trivia questions and competing in messy stunts, known for its physical challenges. Originally ran from 1986 to 1993, so that was like my youth.
Yeah.
It was, I remember watching that every time. Again, we didn't have cable at that time, but every time I was at my grandparents, when we would go downstairs in the basement or into another room, and we would watch Double Dare. And I love Double Dare. I always wanted to be on it. Wished I could have been on
Is
it
that
one
what
day,
the
but
is that what the green slime came from?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always did
Yeah,
the
great
obstacle
show.
course at the end. The
Yeah.
last thing they did was the obstacle course. And I always remember the
Great
big
show.
nose and them trying to pick the
Oh,
flag out of their
pick
big
boogers
nose.
out.
So,
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So Double Dare. I always they brought it
Nice.
back for a little bit recently, but
Oh, really?
I never watched the remake. I just remember
Okay.
it from my youth. So I loved that show
Great
growing up.
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Good one.
I can't
Okay.
think of the host name, but I always liked him too.
Mark Summers.
There you go. Yep. Now he does a lot of cooking shows.
He's still alive, huh? He didn't go on some drug-fueled bender
Nope,
and
still
end up
alive.
seems
Yeah,
like that's what most of
he's a big part of Food Network now.
interesting. Point of reference, do we have a producer that we can have look up shit as we're going along here?
Yep. What are you looking at? What do you need?
Yeah.
I don't
I
know. I
got my
need to.
Google.
I just need to be able to say, look that up. But it needs to be someone off camera. It can't be the talent.
I'm really good at multitasking.
Oh, you
Well,
think that?
honestly, once June gets here and WWDC comes around, we're gonna have Siri is literally gonna be our little assistant that we can have do shit like that.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Jay?
My number five, Who Wants to Be a
Yes, sir.
Millionaire?
Yes, Jay.
Quiz show where contestants answer a series of progressively difficult multiple choice questions to win increasing amounts of money with the ultimate goal of winning $1 million. Contestants can use lifelines such as phone a friend, ask the audience to assist them in answering questions. Originally hosted by Regis Philbin from 1999 to 2002. Subsequent hosts have included Meredith Vieira, Cedric the Entertainer, Terry Crews, Chris Harrison, and most recently, Jimmy Kimmel.
I had no idea there were that many
I
other
didn't either.
hosts.
I didn't either. I think Jimmy Kimmel's was just like a one-off, for maybe like a couple weeks or something.
Interesting.
Someone wants to come in
Huh.
and say her favorite game show real quick. She's headed
Hi.
to bed.
Hey, Viv.
Hey, Viv.
What's your favorite game
You can't
show?
hear us, but that's okay.
Masked Singer Supermarket Sweep.
Oh,
Yeah.
both of them.
Ooh.
Masked Singer and
Masked
Supermarket Sweep.
Swinger? Did you just say Masked Swinger?
I misspoke. I said they thought you
Think you
said
did.
Masked Swinger, but I said Masked Swinger. That's a different show.
That's a totally different show. No.
Good choices.
Supermarket Sweep.
Yep.
I don't know if I know that one. Is that a Food Network one?
Oh my God. What?
So it was an old show back in the 70s, 80s, and then they redid
80s.
it.
Leslie Jones from SNL
Yeah,
redid
Leslie
it.
Jones hosts it now, and it's basically a supermarket game show
Yeah.
where they
Yep.
compete in
Ooh.
various things
Oh my
like
gosh, Derek.
questions, and yeah, it's a
Yeah.
good show.
Good show. Great
It helps
show.
again having Leslie Jones as the host. So
It's true. She's awesome. All right. You heading to bed? Love you.
Love you too.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. So, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was my number five. Again,
Do
just like
you
Derek. Yeah.
guys remember when the first guy who ever won $1 million, how we ended, like how we finished the final question? Do you
Oh,
remember
didn't he
that?
like have a phone a friend left and
Yeah,
he
he
ended
called
up
his dad.
Yes.
Yeah, he called his dad and he's like, I know the answer, don't worry. I just want to let you know
Yeah.
I'm gonna win $1 million. I thought that was like the coolest thing.
Such
Yeah,
a
that's
cool
a
move.
real baller move.
Yeah. Not
Yeah.
only are you the
Yeah.
first one to win, but you got an extra lifeline.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
And didn't even need it. He just wanted to let your
Yep.
dad know.
Well, okay. Listen, it would have been better if he called and he was like, "Hey, Dad,
Yeah,
I'm a millionaire right now. I don't need your
And
help. I
lost.
was just calling to see how your lawn project was going." Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, did you get your fertilizer done? Yeah. All right, Dad, I gotta go. And
No,
then he
I would have
gets
thought
it
it'd been fun.
wrong.
Even yeah, and then he gets it wrong. That would have been even better. He gives the wrong answer and loses.
Okay, so that was my number five. Derek, what was your number four?
Now this one might be contentious.
That's okay.
Whose line is it anyway?
Okay. I
The
think that's a
something
game
something
show.
game show where the something is something and the points don't matter.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. Yeah. That's a
Yeah.
great show. I
Drew
didn't think of that
Carey.
one. Drew Carey.
Great host.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Too bad he
That
couldn't
was
figure out
great
his
show.
career and get anything else after
Yeah, right.
that.
What
Okay.
there was Aisha Tyler, that was it. That was the lady who hosted after him.
Oh, okay.
I love watching the clips on the old interwebs.
On the
Yes.
YouTube. Cool. All right. Caleb, what was your number four?
My number four is Deal or No Deal.
Ah,
So Deal
oh,
or No
good
Deal is an
one.
American, which I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was originally a Dutch show, but
Oh,
apparently it
really?
was. Yep. So the show was hosted by Howie Mandel and premiered in December 19th of 2005. The game is primarily unchanged from the international format. A contestant chooses one briefcase out of 26. Each briefcase contains a cash value from 1 penny to $1 million. And then obviously over the course of the game, they gotta try to win as much money. But yeah, I always liked that game. It's one of the newer ones that I enjoyed and watched. But yeah, and I know they have a new one out, which I haven't watched, but Jameson keeps saying he wants to watch it, and we just haven't gotten to it yet. But I always
Yep.
liked that game show. It was just kind of fun. The suspense, how much money did they have in their suit or briefcase, or how much money was
Yeah.
the banker gonna offer? There's just yeah, it's just a fun, good game show. Number
Yeah,
four.
I always liked that game as well, but another cool thing about it was the arcade version of that. Have you ever played the arcade? Like at
Yes,
Dave and
I have.
Buster's? It's like a
Yes.
huge, like you feel like you're in the game. It's a really
Yep.
good production value. Yeah. So anyway, cool. So it was your number four. So it's on to me. My number four was The Masked Singer. So just like Vivian's, it's a reality singing competition where celebrities perform in elaborate costumes and masks, concealing their identities. A panel of judges and audience try to guess who the masked singer are. And a lot of times, like sometimes they're really good and you're like, oh my gosh, that was so and so. Or sometimes they're just really bad and you're like, holy cow, I did not realize they were such a bad singer or something.
Yeah.
And so it's just a silly show. You know, there's no, you know, obviously there's a winner, but like they don't really win anything. But it's just it was something that we watched over COVID that was just one of those things that was just good, fun, clean
Yeah.
television that we could watch with Vivian, and we love music, and yeah, so we don't watch that one anymore, but we watched, I think it was season 2, 3, and 4 that we watched, and now we've fallen off. I don't even know what season they're on anymore,
Probably
but it seems,
37 by
yeah,
now.
it seems like it's a lot more watered down, and the celebrities they get aren't as good, but yeah, so that's my number four. Yeah.
Nice.
Hosts, yeah, the hosts of that are Nick Cannon, and the panelists were Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Robin Thicke, and just the banter that all the panelists have is just fun. Like that's really what makes the show, is just how funny Ken Jeong is all the time,
Yeah.
you know. So anyway, yep, that was my number four.
Nice.
Derek, what was your number three?
This is where we get into the nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hit it out of the park right now, so you guys might want to hold on.
I got
It's
my glove.
Jeopardy. It's
Oh yeah.
Jeopardy.
Yep, iconic.
Yeah. Trebek. Just the way your mother
I
likes it.
think that was a different show.
Rough. Nope.
Same
Same
show.
show.
Yeah,
Think
that's right.
that was Celebrity Jeopardy.
That's right. Pour some out for our dead homie, Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Friend of the
Yep.
pod.
Do they have a new official host now, or is it still kind of on a rotating base?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been following it lately. I know that Mayim Bialik left, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I knew that there was, they hired somebody and then people got mad that they chose him and then they went in another direction and then that Jennings guy was doing it for a little bit. And so I
Ken
don't know. That's
Jennings.
I, yeah, I just, I had no idea. I didn't know if they had an actual host now or if they were still
Yeah, I haven't
kind of
seen
guest hosting
anything
it.
in the last year on it. So,
So it sounds like Derek, you
yeah.
don't watch it much anymore. It was more of a
No.
nostalgic thing.
Yeah. Some
Yeah.
things are best left in the past, Caleb.
So, once
Nice.
Trebek's gone, we're no
Yeah,
more
that's
viewing.
right. I'm out.
Yep.
Okay.
I get it.
All
Okay,
right. You're number
my number
three.
three. Yep. This is more of a nostalgic one, although it still is on TV, but I don't watch it now, is Family Feud. So Family Feud is an American television game show created by Mark Goodson. It features two families who compete to name the most popular answers to survey questions in order to win cash and prizes. Yeah, it was one that we used to watch because it was on regular TV. We would watch it as a family. It was just fun to try to guess the answers and figure out what the top 100 answers were on the board. So
Yep.
I don't remember the
Now,
original game show host, but I know now it's Steve Harvey. So.
yeah, and the show has really taken a turn, not for the worse, but it is definitely different.
Yeah, it definitely is. How can we get guests to say penis and
Oh
vagina? So
yeah. I've
that's
seen
right.
clips, yeah.
I mean, I like Steve Harvey. He's a good host. He's fine. It's just not on my radar anymore. So.
There was a clip I saw the other day of top 10 things you want your wife to do to your face.
Yeah, I
Oh
know.
my
And
God. The
and
answer
somebody
was
said sit
sit
on it.
on
Yeah.
it.
I think that's the only time I ever see anything from the show is when there's random, clips
Yes.
that appear on internet because somebody said something
On
outrageous.
Instagram
So,
Reels, yeah, that's how we see
yeah.
it.
We're
That's
gonna need to
funny.
talk to the producer to put a listener discretion at the beginning of this episode.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Yep. Nice.
Primarily
Okay.
because of Masked Swingers. That's really
That's
the culprit.
right. Could be a good show.
It would be a great show.
So that was your number three, Caleb.
Yep.
Okay. So my number three is The Price is Right. I have a feeling it's
Nice.
going to show up again later. Is a game show where contestants are selected from the audience to play various pricing games from cat for cash and prizes. They must guess the price of everyday items to win, culminating in a final showcase showdown where the closest bid wins a grand prize package. It was originally hosted by Bob Barker from 1972 to 2007. Since 2007, Drew Carey has been the host of the show. Yeah, I mean, iconic, show that if you were sick, if you're homesick from school, you watched it. Everybody
Yep.
did. Everybody still does, I assume, right? It's just, I guess they're just watching YouTube now, but they should be. You should be watching Price is Right if you're homesick from school. So anyway,
We
great show.
kept Elliot home this morning because she's got pretty bad allergies and she was exhausted. And I literally thought that. I was like, boy, get yourself some chicken noodle soup.
Yep.
11
And turn
o'clock
on
and Price is Right.
Yep.
Watch the showcase showdown and you're going to feel better.
Yep. You'll probably fall
Yeah.
asleep before, it gets to the big showcase showdown, but
Sure.
yeah, sometimes you can wake back up before. So right, so that was my number three. Derek, what was your number two?
Wheel of Fortune.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Good old Pat.
Wheel of Fortune.
Fortune. For me, it's the bankrupt sound.
Oh yeah. Yep. Good audio.
It's not Vanna.
No, listen, Vanna is we're in different generations, Caleb, and
Slightly, slightly. Yeah.
you come from different
But ju
worlds.
that's right. But only slightly, but just enough where Vanna
Yeah.
White doesn't do anything
Doesn't
for
do it
me.
for you, no.
No.
But Pat,
Oh
Mr.
yeah.
Sajak. Yeah.
Yeah. He's that's obvious.
evergreen.
Oh.
Nice. Okay. So Wheel of Fortune for Derek at number two. What do you got, Caleb?
So my number two is probably the only new game show that we watch and enjoy. And that is That's My Jam.
Oh.
Jimmy Fallon
Oh.
hosts some
Oh
of
yeah.
today's biggest stars as they play a variety of music and dance-inspired games, competing head-to-head and mic-to-mic for 5 rounds as friendly competition. Unforgettable moments and hilariousness ensues. Every week, the celebrity guests take on an epic mix of challenges, including launch the mic, air guitar, don't drop the beat, perfect mashup, wheel of impression karaoke, slap it, don't spray it, and many more. So yeah, it's just one. We watch it on Peacock. We really enjoy it. It's fun to see celebrities sing who, people who you don't think are good singers. I mean, they'll have, singers and things like that on it, but also have just, actresses and actors who you didn't think could maybe carry a tune and they belt out a good karaoke song or whatever. So it's a fun, entertaining show that yeah, again, involves music and trivia and all that kind of stuff. So we really like that one.
Nice. I'll have to check it out. I've not seen it. I've only seen commercials for it.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I like it a lot.
Cool. Okay. All right. My number two is Lego Masters.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot about that show.
Lego Masters is a game show where teams of skilled Lego builders compete in various challenges to create impressive and complex Lego constructions. The teams are judged on creativity, technical ability, and storytelling, with one team ultimately crowned as the Lego Masters and winning a cash prize. It is hosted by actor and comedian Will Arnett. The show also features expert Lego builders Jamie Berard and Amy Corbett as judges. Yeah, this is again, post-COVID, like this was a show that, Vivian was just at the right age for it. She was always playing with Legos, and I've always liked playing with Legos. Oops, I muted something. So yeah, it's just great show for us. We don't watch it anymore. I think there's two seasons that we've not seen. There's one going on right now, I think. But just because we're busy, we're not watching too much right now. So, yep, great show. Love it. Love Will Arnett. He's not an SNL guy, but he's kind of like one of those SNL adjacent people, who've just always loved him. So, great, great show.
Caleb, I'm surprised that you have nothing to say about this show because
Love that show.
it feels very British Bake Off, though.
Yes. I was wondering when you were talking about that earlier.
I agree a little bit, but it's a great show.
Oh, well, what you're doing is exposing the
It's
fact
not on my
that
list.
you just don't like baked goods, Caleb.
No, I love those shows. That would be like all my top five would be those. So
Nice.
no, I just again, it to me, it's slightly a different. It's in a different category, but
It's game show adjacent.
yeah, it's a great show though. I love that show. We're with you too. I think we watched the first three seasons like religiously and then have fallen away. But yeah, it's when it was on, we loved that show.
Sweet. All right.
Number
So,
ones.
Derek, we're down to your number one.
It should come as no surprise to the listener that I'm about to tell you that Price is Right is my number one.
Yep.
Bob Barker was as close as I had to a father figure growing up.
Besides, of course, your own father.
Of course, my own father was there,
Yeah, former
but he
Atlanta
didn't.
Braves second baseman Mark Lemke.
That's right.
But he.
Shout out to the Atlanta Braves. Go to
Sponsor of
high
this pod.
five. Go to highfivepod.com/
Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves, masked swingers. Keith.
Keyword mask swingers.
That's right.
Love it.
I mean, let's
So,
be fair
anyway,
though, Bob Barker did nurse you back to health every time you were sick, right? I
it's
mean,
true.
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's your number one. All
That's
right.
my number one. Yeah. No apologies for it either. I don't want to hear anything
Hey,
about
Derek.
it. Me too.
Hey, Derek, guess what? My number one, The Price is Right.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy. I'm with you, man. I love The Price is Right. I still watch it every when I can, but yeah, it was just the show for me. When I think of game shows, Price is Right is the first thing that comes to my mind and is one of my favorite shows. I used to watch it as much as I could. So yeah, Price is Right all the way. Can we talk about the impressive run that Bob Barker had?
Yeah, right.
But also with that, what year did Bob quit? Hey Siri, what year did Bob Barker quit The Price is Right?
I had it as 2007.
Is when he died or quit?
Is when he quit.
He's not
Okay.
dead yet.
Yeah, he
Bob
is.
Barker is very dead. What?
He
He's
died
in the
like.
Showcase
Showdown.
That's the question we need to ask Siri.
yeah
Hey
he
Siri,
died
when did
or
Bob.
he retired in June 2007
And
when did
then
he die though
permanently retired.
he is still
Hey Siri,
alive
when did.
he
What?
died
Hey
August
Siri.
26 2023
Okay.
thank
He
you
just died.
it's not that long ago
Yeah.
okay my point of it was though
long
he quit
run
in 2007 that's modern times. And his microphone was still 3 feet
Yeah.
long.
So is Drew Carey's. He has the same mic. Yeah. Yeah. Just
Classy.
remember to get your cat spayed and neutered. The dogs and
That's
cats.
right. That's right.
Yeah. I have a question. What I guess for all of you guys, do you guys have like a favorite game on Price is Right?
Blinko.
Like
I
I was
was
gonna
gonna
say
say
Plinko.
Blinko, but that seems like a basic bitch
Also,
answer.
the Himalayan mountain one where it goes up.
Yes, that was my second
Yep.
one.
Yeah. I don't know what that one was called.
I don't remember either.
I don't, yeah.
I
I
was
always
also
like
real
the,
fond. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Caleb.
so I always like the one where they had to punch the holes
Oh,
in everything and
yes.
then pull out the cards. I don't remember the name of it was called, but
Yeah.
to win a car. It was
Yes.
always to win a car.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where you had the card like tokens and you had to like guess the numbers in between and then you could put them together to win a car. That one was always
Yes.
good, but it always seemed impossible. I never
Yeah,
liked it that
yeah,
much.
yeah.
So. All right, so that was your number one as well, Caleb.
Yep.
So
The
my
price is
number
right.
one, I already said Price is Right. That was my number three. And had I told you what my number one was pre-COVID, it would have been The Price is Right. Because, man, I am just gassy,
It's
burping.
that
Coke's
Coke
getting at me.
Zero, kid.
It's
It's
like
that
Coke
Coke
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I kind of chugged it, trying to get that high, you know.
Not a sponsor. Not
Not
a
a
sponsor.
sponsor, but they could be.
They could be. Get in contact with us. Highfivepod.com/sponsorship.
Yeah, so pre-COVID, my number one would have been Price is Right, but my number one post-COVID and just time spent with the family watching this show, it was just such a delight. We already talked about it. Vivian already mentioned it. Supermarket Sweep with Leslie Jones. I watched this show religiously as a kid with my sisters. It's a game show where contestants answer trivia questions to earn time for a timed shopping spree through a real supermarket. The team that collects the most valuable items in their cart during the spree wins the grand prize. It was originally hosted by David Ruprecht from 1990 to 2003. The reboot, which featured in 2020, is hosted by Leslie Jones from SNL.
It was in the 90s? I thought it was older than that.
Yeah.
I thought it was older than that. Okay.
I think there was an older version called something else, I want to say. Okay.
I remember watching the original way back in the day, but I just felt like it was older than that. But yeah. Okay.
I think there, yeah. But yeah, just great show. Lots of good memories. Like I said, watching it with my sisters as a kid. And then when it got rebooted with one of our favorite SNL characters as the host, it was just like, oh my gosh, we loved it. So we were just, when I was making my list and I was, you know, telling Katie and Vivian who, you know, what shows were on my top five, and, you know, Supermarket Sweep came up, we all kind of agreed that we need to start watching it again, because we haven't, you know, I don't know if it's still airing new episodes. I feel like it maybe has stopped or it's on hiatus or something, but we definitely watched, I think, the first two seasons of it, but then we've kind of fell off. So yep, that's my number one, Supermarket Sweep. So
I know I've seen it, but I can't remember. Where do you watch it on? Is it a Netflix
It's on
thing?
Prime.
Is it a Prime thing? Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. I know I've seen the Leslie Jones version before. I just couldn't remember where I watched it. So
yeah, I can't remember how we streamed. I know we streamed it somehow, but I can't remember what service it was. But yeah, that sounds familiar because we have Prime. So cool. All right. So what are some of, now that we've gone over our top fives, what are some that just couldn't make your top five? What are some of your, first, my three guesses of what your top three were, Derek, were Price is Right, Family Feud, and Jeopardy. Was I right?
No, it was Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
Ah, darn it. Okay.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. All right, so I'm going to do my quick fire honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was Family Feud.
Yep.
The original. Nothing against Steve, but
no.
It was the original.
I'm with you.
Yep. And then a real throwback, and I can't believe it wasn't on somebody's list here. Hollywood Squares.
Oh yeah. It's on mine too.
Yeah.
That's on my honorable mention.
Gilbert Godfrey was my favorite square.
Oh my gosh.
And Circle Gets the Square.
Yep, exactly. Love it. Yep.
Yes.
What about you, Caleb? What were some of your honorable mentions?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Justin, make it. Was up there, was close. And then America Says. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that show before.
No.
So it's Family Feud adjacent. Basically they pull random, I think they pull like 1,000 people in different categories of, like, you know, words that they think of when they think of such a category. And then the contestants have to guess or fill in the blank as to what it is. So it'll be like superheroes, and there'll be all of these blanks, and they got to figure out, it'll have the first letter of the word and then blanks. And they got to try to guess and figure it out. And they're on a team, and they go around just guessing. Wrong answers don't hurt you. Just when you guess wrong, it goes to the next person. And they just have, like, I think it's like 60 seconds to get all of them before the time runs out. So I had never watched it until we moved in with my in-laws while our house was being built. And my mother-in-law really liked it, and we would watch it at night with her. But I had never seen it until that point. But it's a fun show. It's fun to kind of guess along and try to figure it out what's what. So and the host is really good.
Cool. Yeah, all of my honorable mentions were mentioned. When Hollywood Squares was mentioned, I had Jeopardy, Double Dare, Hollywood Squares, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal. Just all staples of game shows, really. So that was a fun one.
Yeah. Next, we're going to do competition shows. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, we could. I mean,
I'm just teasing.
I'm just going to recycle my list.
love it. Well, Derek, since you're the newbie, do you want to pick our topic for next week?
I got to go through the list. Hold on.
Unless you got one that you can think of, Caleb, that you really want to do.
It's not going to be Star Wars. It's definitely not going to be athletes.
I'm really looking forward to some of these episodes, though, where one of us just does not care.
Okay, if we're athletes, I'm going to be like LeBron James, Michael Jordan, obviously Mark Lemke. Oh,
Well, we
number
already did
one.
it. We already did athletes, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, good. Let's do board games.
We already did board games. Hasn't come
God
out yet.
damn it. I'm
Oh,
quitting. I am quitting.
yeah,
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong
you're
list
looking at the list of topics we've already
of
done. You
shit
got to
that's
go
already been
ideas.
done.
Yep.
Children's TV shows.
Children's TV shows. Okay.
Okay. So
Nice.
it doesn't have to be t cartoons, right? It's just children's.
Children's TV shows. Caleb, how old are your kids?
11 and 5.
Okay, so it has to be 5-year-old appropriate.
Does The Simpsons count?
The Simpsons. Not if you asked my parents. We would have gone to hell for
I mean,
watching
right. I know, me
that.
too. Well, I
I think
think,
you can do it however. Yeah, I
yeah,
mean,
however you
if
want to
you watched it
interpret
as a kid or you
it.
watched it with your kids,
Or if you
I
would
think that.
condone it.
Yes. Well, this is going
Yeah.
to say way more about our parenting than it is
I
about
know.
our favorite shows.
Yeah. No, it will. That's for sure.
But either that or it also show the way in which we grew up, what how conservatively we grew up as well.
Or never grew up. There you go.
Yeah,
Yep.
it'll be interesting to see which direction we go with it, with shows that we watched as kids and shows that we watched with our kids.
Yeah.
So, cool.
If we could have our producer play
Dick
us out
Wolf.
with Dick Wolf, if we could have old DW play us out with Price is Right theme
You're
song
the next contestant on the
on
Price
the
is Right.
Jay Neutrin, come
do
on
do
down.
do do do. That's Family Feud.
No, you're right. Do.
This is high quality podcasting material.
Yeah, I'm surprised, honestly, that we haven't got a Spotify exclusive yet. We'll get there. I know we will.
they just missed it.
It's just
We get,
gotta get to the right ear, you know.
yeah.
Oh
Yep, they'll
no,
find us.
it's blocking it.
Oh yeah.
I was playing the theme song, but Zoom was blocking it.
Son of
So
a
we found this
bitch.
out last week, Derek, that when we did theme songs, it was very problematic because we couldn't play our theme songs without Zoom blocking them out for copyright infringement. So
Zoom is doing that?
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's horse shit.
Yep. Yep.
We'll just get it in post-production. It's no big deal.
Well, we had our workaround for it. We made it work, but it was not ideal. So,
Oh.
well, guys, I think that's a wrap on the episode, unless there's anything you guys want to talk about. I think I'm good. You
Just
guys are.
to keep you guys accountable, I am still waiting for the advancement on my check. And if the listeners could just email Jay and Caleb, jay@thehighfivepod.com and caleb@thehighfivepod.com. And just make sure that your host, Derek, is getting what he deserves.
Well,
I
we have
spoke
a
to the
bunch of
accountant. I spoke to the
we have a
accountant this
bunch
morning, so.
Okay. The check's
we
in
have
the
a whole
mail,
bunch
Caleb.
of
Yep.
we have a bunch of comp product health snack bars that we can send your way, Derek. They're from Greenies.
They look like a little toothbrush. Yeah. You
don't mind the dog on the bag.
just It's just a mascot. It's fine.
That's right.
Just don't cash that check till next week, Friday.
Sure, no problem. It's just the way my bank account is set up.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Cool, guys. Well, it was a good first official episode with you, Derek.
Yes.
And look forward to children's TV shows next week.
And everyone, don't forget to watch The Masked Swingers tonight at 9 o'clock,
That's right.
10 o'clock
That's right.
Central.
Uh,
No,
not
it's
safe for work.
2 a.m. actually.
Yeah.
That's
You'd
part of
need to
Adult
on
Swim.
yeah, you need to unscramble the cable box and you'll be able to get it.
I think Ken Jeong is on both of the panels though.
Oh,
Both of
for
them. Was
sure.
that Ken Dong?
Yeah. Oh
Alter
my
ego.
God.
That's right. All
Well,
right,
guys,
boys.
have a good week, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
Keep high-fiving.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.